I'll probably get hate for this, but it's gotta be said. Women?
Welcome back to the channel, fellas. Today's story is about a woman who had the audacity to friendzone a guy not once, not twice, but six times, only to be completely shocked when he finally moved on with his life. Sometimes people don't realize the value of what they have until it's gone. Let's dive into what happened and why this story has everyone talking. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more.
I'm sorry, but could someone please tell me what's going on? Like, what is happening? Why does it feel like this? How come everything feels all, and everyone is all, and the whole world just feels kind of... I'm having trouble coming up with the words, but does that make any sense?
The easiest thing to get is a man. It's 2025. I do not want to hear anyone whining over a man. You get up, you take your shit, and you focus on yourself. You focus on yourself, you focus on your career, you make money, you live your life, but you certainly do not focus on a man. We don't do that shit. A man is going to focus on you. So please focus on something else. Because I'm telling you, the easiest thing to get is a man. Please.
Oh, she said what now? The easiest thing on earth to get is a man? Let's unpack this, because that's quite a statement. First off, if getting a man is so easy, why are so many women out here complaining about their dating lives? Why are some women writing novels about how men are trash, emotionally unavailable, or not meeting their standards? If men are so easy to get, shouldn't they all be drowning in options? Here's the reality. Getting attention from men is easy, sure, no argument there. But keeping a man, building a healthy, fulfilling relationship with a man who respects you, commits to you, and adds real value to your life, that's a whole different game, and spoiler alert, it's not easy. See, the problem with statements like this is it exposes a mindset. It shows that some women don't even value men as people. They see them as accessories or easy targets. And when you view men this way, you'll attract exactly what you're putting out. Men who don't take you seriously, who give you the bare minimum, and who bounce at the first sign of something better. Ladies, the men you actually want, the ones who are stable, loyal, hardworking, and emotionally secure, aren't just lying around waiting to be scooped up. Those men are selective because they know their worth. They're not going to waste their time on someone who thinks getting a man is the easiest thing on earth. So maybe it's time for a little self-reflection. If your idea of relationships is that men are disposable or easy to come by, then don't be surprised when your relationships end up just as shallow as your mindset. Respect goes both ways, and if you don't respect men as people, you'll never attract one who respects you back. At the end of the day, finding a good man takes effort, maturity, and intention. And honestly, if you think it's easy, you're probably doing it wrong.
Why do you get to know someone for so many months or years and you're like intimate with each other and you get to know each other, you know the ins and outs of each other more than anyone else in the whole entire world, and then you go the next day, poof, they're gone. They've disappeared, they're not in your life anymore, they're blocked, they're gone, they're nowhere to be found. They have exited your life forever, yet they saw all of you, they know everything about you, and then they're just gone. But then not only have we been scarred by that, but we do it again. We do it again with a whole other person.
She's asking why you spend months or years getting to know a man, being intimate with him, and then suddenly he's gone the next day. Well, let's talk about it. And let's put the responsibility where it belongs. The truth is, men don't just vanish without reason. Most of the time, they leave because they're not getting what they need emotionally, mentally, or even just in terms of basic respect. Women often ignore the signs, thinking that intimacy is enough to hold a relationship together. But a man needs more than that. He needs peace, loyalty, and support. The problem is, some women get too comfortable. They think that just being there is enough, that once the relationship reaches a certain point, effort is optional. But relationships don't work that way. If a man feels unappreciated, disrespected, or like he's constantly walking on eggshells, he's going to leave. Another common issue? a lack of clarity or shared goals. Women sometimes think they can string a man along, assuming he'll eventually conform to what they want without having real conversations about the future. Men are not mind readers. If there's no alignment, don't be surprised when he decides to move on. And let's not ignore the role accountability plays here. It's easier to paint the man as the bad guy than to admit you might have done something to push him away. But relationships are a two-way street. If he's gone, maybe it's time to ask yourself, were you really giving him what he needed to stay? At the end of the day, men don't just disappear for no reason. If he's gone, it's likely because he felt like staying wasn't worth it anymore. Instead of blaming him, maybe it's time to take a closer look at the energy you were bringing into the relationship.
I don't want to say I'm anti-man, but, you know, I'm kind of anti-man.
Most successful men have a wife. Most successful women are single. Why? Well, it's simple. She's looking for somebody on her level, and he's looking for somebody. Other women clown women for dating someone beneath them, and other men are like, if you like it, I love it. That's why. Women do things to their own detriment and then say they hate men. That's all that post is. If successful women were willing to date people way beneath them financially and to take care of them, then they would have much more success in dating. It's just that as men make more money, their options open, and as women make more money, they close their own options. There are so many hobosexuals out here. I know, because y'all talk about them all the time. With all those hobosexuals, you don't think that one of those super successful women can take them and, you know, make them into a house husband? Yes, the answer is yes. Just like rich men see a fine girl at Walmart and be like, I like her shit. And not even rich men. Let's stop talking about rich people. Let's just talk about people who are well off. Like, a guy who makes six figures is not looking for a woman who makes six figures unless he's like very specific about that. Almost every woman who's making six figures, almost, not all of them, but almost everyone is looking for a man who makes six figures or better. So you're chopping off your hand and then crying that it's bleeding. That's what you're doing. Oh, I hate men because, like, all the successful men are married and all the successful women aren't. Well, that's because you did it to yourself. He gave himself more options. You took them away. And I get it. Being selective is I get all that. I get all that. I support it even. But don't complain about it. Don't complain about it.
She's literally out here saying that successful men get married while successful women stay single. And you know why? Because some women see men on the same level as beneath them. They've worked so hard to become the man they want to marry that they can't fathom being with an actual man who isn't at some unrealistic, pedestal-level standard. Let's break it down. A successful man doesn't see a woman's career or bank account as a threat. It's not his measuring stick for compatibility. He's looking for someone who brings peace, support, and partnership, not someone constantly trying to one-up him or compare resumes. On the other hand, some successful women have been sold this idea that their achievements automatically make them more desirable. But here's the catch. Success alone doesn't guarantee relationship compatibility. The problem comes when women start viewing relationships as competitions instead of collaborations. A guy on their level isn't beneath them just because he's not checking off every box on some imaginary list. If anything, this mindset leaves them chasing an ideal that doesn't exist, or worse, rejecting perfectly good men because they've bought into the myth that being with someone less successful diminishes their worth. Successful men know they don't have to compete with their partner. But some successful women? They've internalized the idea that they can't respect a man unless he's doing more than them. Earning more, achieving more, being more. The irony is, by adopting that mindset, they've become the exact type of man they claim they want, leaving no room for anyone else. So, yeah. Successful men get married because they're not trying to prove a point. They're just looking for someone to build a life with. Meanwhile, successful women who can't get out of their own way stay single because they're too busy turning every relationship into a power struggle. It's not about success. It's about humility and knowing what actually matters in a partnership. And until that clicks, the pattern's not changing.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl, I need to ask you, like, why you been acting different?
Different how?
Ever since you asked me out on that date and I told you no, I just want to be friends, you've been acting super weird.
Well, I haven't been acting weird. I just treat you like a friend, that's all.
I mean, you used to open my car, walk me to my car after work.
Because I was showing you I was a gentleman, because I was interested in you.
Okay, what about when you used to buy me lunch on the work breaks?
Yeah, I didn't mind spending money because I was interested. I was seeing, like, what was up. And after you said you wanted to be friends, I'm not about to waste my money.
Okay, well, can you still treat me like that? I mean, we still cool?
No, I was giving you boyfriend energy and you didn't receive it. So I'm going to give you that friend energy.
Okay, well, fine. Can you just buy me lunch tomorrow?
Girl.
Hello?
The fuck?
What is this name? Darnell, why you been acting different?
Men today aren't entertaining the friend zone anymore. And honestly, can you blame them? For years, they've been the nice guys, giving their time, attention, and emotional support without getting anything in return except a pat on the back and a spot on the maybe someday list. Now, they've wised up. They're not sticking around for scraps of affection while you enjoy the benefits of a relationship without offering the responsibilities of one. Here's the deal. You can't have it both ways, ladies. You want someone to treat you like a queen, but when it comes time to reciprocate, it's crickets. You enjoy the perks, the validation, the emotional dumping ground, the free therapy. But the moment he asks for more, suddenly, oh, I don't see you that way or you're such a great friend. It's not that men don't want to put in the effort anymore. They just refuse to put it in where it's not valued. The days of simping are done. Men are realizing their worth and choosing to walk away from one-sided situations. And honestly, good for them. What's wild is that some women still act surprised. You can't keep someone on standby while you chase after guys who don't care, then expect that same friend to be there forever. Relationships, whether romantic or platonic, are built on mutual respect and effort. If you're only in it for what you can get, don't be shocked when people start walking away. At the end of the day, the issue isn't men not wanting to step up. It's women expecting the perks of a relationship without the responsibilities. You want loyalty, respect, and effort? Then it's time to give the same in return. Otherwise, don't be surprised when the guy you've been keeping in the friend zone decides he's done being plan B.
When you're a high-value woman, you're just gonna have to get comfortable with being alone, is what I've learned. The other day, this guy that I used to talk to FaceTimed me, and we're super cool now, super friendly vibes. Like, it's like that. It's not like talking vibes anymore. But he had FaceTimed me because he was drunk, and I was like, you didn't hit me up all weekend. Of course you call me now when you're drunk. And he's like, honestly, I felt like you were just too good for the plans that I had, so I didn't even want to invite you. And that made me realize why I'm single most of the time. I'm a super successful businesswoman. I've had my business for 4 years. It's made multiple six figures. I have a really structured life. I'm very disciplined. And it's just very obvious I'm a high-value woman who really cares about their time, who really cares about their image, and I'm super confident. And so now really realizing how much other people view me as that, because that's the way I view myself, it's so funny how people act accordingly. And it made me realize that's probably why I'm single literally most of the time, is not a lot of men want a woman who's successful, want a woman who's ambitious. They like the idea of that, and they may say they want that, but they really don't. I dated a man 2 years ago, and by the end of the relationship, he was telling me that he hated how much more successful I was than him. And literally, we broke up, and he literally started dating a bottle girl after he said, like, he was so unattracted to bottle girls and nightlife, because he made that observation after he went out. And I don't think anything's wrong with bottle girls. I think they are super ambitious, but I'm just saying what he said. I've gotten super comfortable with being alone. I know that most men won't do what it takes to step up to the table to actually pursue a woman like me. And also, I've gotten comfortable with the fact that most men are scared to be rejected by me, so they won't come forward at all. And those aren't the men that are men for me anyway.
Oh. So now high-value women are repelling men? Let's break this down. What some women are calling high-value often translates to being difficult, demanding, or outright insufferable. And then they're confused why men walk away. Newsflash. It's not the value part that's repelling men. It's the attitude that comes with it. If you're sitting there with an unapproachable demeanor, sky-high expectations, and zero willingness to compromise, it's not that men are intimidated. It's that they're uninterested. Being high value doesn't mean you're too good for most men. It means you might be setting yourself up to be alone because you've priced yourself out of reality. Here's the kicker. Most men aren't out here looking for perfection. They're not asking for someone who's flawless. They're looking for someone who's genuine, kind, and a good partner. But when women confuse being high value with being impossible to please or condescending, they're not repelling men, they're repelling decency. The truth is, a truly high value woman isn't out here complaining about men being repelled. Why? Because she knows how to attract the right kind of partner without all the drama. She's confident but humble, has standards without being unreasonable, and knows that relationships are a two-way street. So, if you're constantly claiming men are repelled by you, maybe it's time to stop blaming them and start reevaluating what high value really means. Because real value doesn't push people away, it draws the right ones in.
Sassy male apocalypse is really funny until we need to find husbands. Why are they behaving this way? I love Theo Von, and I was not expecting this episode. He had on Scott Galloway, who's an NYU marketing professor. He goes by Prof G. He also has a podcast. Prof G talked about the war on young people, basically young people doing really bad, and dropped some really crazy stats about the state of young men. Only 1 in 3 men under the age of 30 are in a relationship, whereas 2 in 3 women are in a relationship. How is this possible? Women are dating older. They want more economically and emotionally viable men. Remember that. We don't have a homelessness problem. We have a male homelessness problem. We don't have an opioid problem. We have a male opioid problem. 3 out of 4 homeless are men. 3 out of 4 addicts are men. 4 out of 5 suicides are men. Men are 12 more times likely to be incarcerated than women. He goes into social media and online dating, how particularly horrible it is for all of us, as we all know and experience. But in fact, it is particularly bad for men. If you have 50 men on Tinder and 50 women on Tinder, 46 of the women will give all of their attention to 4 men. On Tinder, a man of average attractiveness has to swipe 200 times to get 1 swipe back for coffee. And if the coffee date happens, 4 out of 5 of those said coffees will ghost him. The men who are rejected at that rate indulge in more misogynistic content online and, duh, pornography. He then talked about the previous election and this craving of masculinity and culture. He spoke about the way Trump aligned himself with Theo Von, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, crypto, UFC. Basically, young people are fucked. For the first time in 275 years, a man or woman at the age of 30 is not doing as well as their parents were at 30. This is particularly for young men. Women overall, though, are progressing much faster than they have previously in society. Men are falling short of that. And if your instinct reaction is to say, well, they had the head start and the system was built by them, that is true. Except when I begin to think about my brothers or my future sons. And the reality, the current situation is men are not doing well. And who wants economically and emotionally viable men the most? Women.
The so-called sassy man apocalypse is just men finally drawing boundaries and saying, no, I deserve respect too. And somehow, that's seen as a problem? It's wild how some women expect men to provide, protect, and put up with everything. But the moment a man speaks up for himself or sets a standard, he's labeled as sassy or gay. The irony is almost laughable. Here's the truth. It's not about men being sassy or whatever label they want to throw out. It's about men realizing their worth and refusing to settle for one-sided dynamics. These guys aren't out here degrading women or being disrespectful. They're simply saying, if you want respect, you gotta give it too. And apparently, that's too much to ask for. What's really twisted is the way some women weaponize homophobic language as a defense mechanism. Instead of reflecting on their own behavior, they'll resort to cheap shots like, oh, he must be gay, as if a man setting boundaries somehow threatens his masculinity. It's not just childish, it's toxic. But here's the thing, fellas. You don't need their validation. Keep your boundaries, hold your standards, and don't waste energy trying to explain yourself to people who clearly don't want to listen. They'll never understand because they don't want to. And that's okay. Focus on the people who do respect you and leave the rest behind. The real apocalypse isn't men having self-respect. It's the panic some women feel when they can't manipulate or guilt-trip you into doing what they want anymore. So, keep moving forward. Let them call it sassy. We call it self-respect.
I'll probably get hate for this, but it's gotta be said. Women want certain men to approach them. Let me explain. I saw a creator on here saying, men, why don't you approach us in the grocery store? Why don't you approach us at Tractor Supply? Why don't you approach us in the wild? Because here's the thing. Men have been trying to do this for decades. What happens? They don't get a positive response. 9 times out of 10, they are going to be shot down. Women want certain men to approach them. How many times do you go on social media and do you see women making videos saying, a man was following me around 3 aisles and he kept looking at me? What if that man thought you were cute and he was trying to work up the courage to talk to you? Yes, there are very bad men in this world, but there are also great men who genuinely want to talk to you, but so many women are unapproachable. You need to look approachable. If you want to be approached by a man, you need to make that blatantly obvious. I was talking to my husband and my cousin about this, and we started talking about, well, what's the solution? I feel like it would make it easier for men to approach women if you're at an activity. Let's just say you like to bowl, you like to axe throw, you like horseback riding, you like to rock climb. It is probably easier for you to approach women in those kinds of scenarios because it's an activity and you know that you both like it. You have something in common. Get creative with how you approach women, but women, you need to be approachable. Make eye contact, smile, let them know that you want them to approach you. They don't know. How are they going to know?
Ah, here we go again. She's saying women want certain men to approach them? Translation. Only the men we deem worthy are allowed to show interest, but everyone else? Don't even think about it. This is the entitlement that has so many guys throwing their hands up in frustration. Here's the kicker. These same women will turn around and complain. Where are all the good men? Or, why don't guys approach me anymore? Well, maybe it's because men are tired of playing this guessing game. You want a specific kind of man to approach you, but somehow you expect all men to read your mind and figure out if they're in your acceptable category or not. Let's keep it real. This mindset doesn't just make dating harder. It's borderline delusional. Expecting only a hand-picked group of men to approach you is like walking into a buffet and demanding the chef cook you something off menu. It's just not how life works. And you know what's ironic? The very men they want, the confident, successful, high-value ones, don't have time for these games. They're not out here chasing someone who can't even give a clear signal. They're moving on to women who are approachable and don't come with a laundry list of impossible criteria. Ladies, if you want someone to approach you, maybe start by dropping the invisible checklist and being open to the possibility that a great guy might not fit into your pre-packaged idea of perfection. Otherwise, keep waiting for that certain man while life and love pass you by.
Joder, tío, you are waking up with me. I know I cheated on you with Carla, and I get it. I already knew this was going to happen, so I have 3 dates lined up tonight, but because I'm a man and I don't spend time on my own ever, I don't know how to be single, so I will definitely be in another relationship by next week. Yes.
She's shocked that the guy she friend-zoned multiple times has finally moved on. And honestly, what did she expect? That he'd just keep hanging around, hoping for scraps of attention while she treated him like a backup plan? Nah, Life doesn't work like that. Here's the thing. Men have limits too. You can't keep stringing someone along, rejecting them, and expecting them to stay loyal to you. At some point, even the nicest guy realizes his worth and moves on. And when he does, women like her act surprised, as if they thought he'd be waiting forever. The truth is, a man isn't going to stick around in a situation where he's undervalued. He's not your safety net, your emotional support system, or your in-case-of-emergency option. If you can't appreciate him while he's there, don't be shocked when someone else does. What makes it even worse is that when these men move on and find happiness, suddenly the same women who friend-zoned them feel regret or entitlement. But here's the reality. You didn't want him then, so why care now? It's not about him. It's about the attention and validation you've lost. So fellas, take note, know your worth. If she doesn't see your value, don't waste your time trying to prove it. Move on, like this guy did. And ladies, let this be a reminder. If you keep pushing away the good ones, don't be surprised when they stop coming back.